This afternoon, students, families, and staff of Columbine High School, along with police and medical workers, will attend an invitation-only memorial service at Red Rock Amphitheater near Denver. For all the residents of Littleton, it has been a week of memorials, including funerals for the 13 victims killed by the teenage gunman. The tragedy at Littleton has affected many, including those who are ministering to the survivors. One memorial service last week, meant to help heal, has some religious leaders worried about possible insensitivity to those of differing faiths. Colorado Public Radio's Dan Dreher has more.
When 70,000 people gathered last Sunday for a memorial for those killed at Columbine High School, they stood in the rain. They watched 13 white doves head toward the gray clouds and listened to Christian singers Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith. The dignitaries included community and religious leaders, as well as Vice President Al Gore and Colorado Governor Bill Owens. Many described it as a beautiful service, but for some, like United Methodist minister Bill Selby, the memorial was disturbing.
They came there to be healed, to have a healing moment, and instead they heard a political statement in the form of religion. I was proud of the politicians. They didn't politic. Unfortunately, the religious leaders did.
Selby and others particularly objected to a eulogy by Reverend Franklin Graham, son of evangelist Billy Graham.
Do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you trusted him as your Savior? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me.
Others also say Graham's message of Christian salvation excluded too many people.
If you look at it, as it turned out, there were really only two people who didn't have an evangelical slant.
Rabbi Fred Greenspan gave the closing prayer at last week's service. He says he and Roman Catholic Archbishop Charles Chaput were allotted 4 minutes in a service that lasted 90 minutes.
It was the Archbishop at the beginning and myself at the end. No, you don't have to have everybody. You need to show, however, some recognition of breadth.
Rabbi Greenspan says he complained about the program to Governor Owens, whose office scheduled the speakers. Dick Wadhams is the governor's spokesman.
It is very unfortunate that in the immediate aftermath of one of Colorado's most horrible tragedies, that a group of people would try to politicize widely heralded as a very fitting and appropriate memorial service for the families of those victims.
In fact, many area ministers, including evangelicals, think that criticism is unwarranted. Pastor Bill Odemolin is the senior minister at Foothills Bible Church. He counseled students on the day of the shooting and presided at the funeral of John Tomlin. Odemolin says, when the shepherds bicker, the flock remains unattended. He says he sees nothing wrong with the message of salvation at the memorial.
There was a huge audience, both local and national and even global, who are all considering the realities of life and death in a way that perhaps many never have. And in that moment, to have missed the opportunity to say, by the way, while we're thinking about those who are gone, don't forget, you too face mortality. And what have you done about your own mortality and the fact that we're all going to die one day? It was just the right time.
One point on which the religious leaders do agree is the need to listen to those suffering. Many say that the children who saw too much blood and mayhem on April 20th need time to find their own tranquility. For NPR News, I'm Dan Dreher in Denver.